Good morning, my little prey. I'm not nearby right now, but I thought I'd greet you when you woke up anyway. I heard you stirring even when I was so far away. But I know, I'm sure you know how good my hearing is. Oh, but what's this? The door to your cage is open. Oh dear, what a blunder. Well, I'm too far away to close it in time. You could just walk out, and I couldn't stop you. Not moving. Seems like you're suspecting a trap. Well, I suppose you couldn't have lasted this long as my plaything if you weren't cautious. You're right, of course. I'd never leave the door open inadvertently. But no need to worry. You won't be punished for leaving your cage. In fact, I wouldn't even punish you if you got out all on your own. I'd never be upset at a surprise chase. Regardless, please do leave the cage. I've put together a brand new game for us to play. The rules are very simple, like all the best games. Just find the exit. If you do, you'll get a rare chance. The opportunity to go home. Yes, you heard right. If you simply exit my home, I'll give you a 3-day head start to run. After that, if I can't find you in one single day, you just come back to me, and I'll drop you right back where I found you. Pretty tempting, isn't it? Keep in mind, I wouldn't make this offer if I thought it was likely to happen. Mostly, I want to give you a glimmer of hope, so I can crush it. But it doesn't matter if I say that out loud, does it? You'll do anything to escape. You'll take that chance, won't you? I thought so. In that case, let the game begin. Now, don't go thinking that you can just retrace my steps. You're in my world. My home is just as volatile and ever-shifting as the rest of this place. It will be quite a feat if you manage to get out. So many twists and turns, aren't there? How long do you suppose you could end up wandering? Why, it could be days. Or even months. Oh, just think of it. Months of hopeless searching, grasping for a goal that's always just past the tips of your fingers. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? A shame you can't appreciate it the way I do. But then, I suppose that if you did, you wouldn't really be suffering anymore. Just the way of things, I suppose. Come to think of it, I haven't come up with a punishment for when... if... you lose. But what more can I really do? I'm reaching the limit of how much I can torture you physically without impeding your ability to escape. And you're starting to show weaker reactions to psychological torment as well. Here's an idea. Perhaps I should pick a new, fresh prey. One who's still whole and undamaged. Perhaps a friend. Or a family member. Then I wouldn't have to come up with new forms of punishment. No, I just recycle the ones I've used. Well, all you have to do is leave the house. And you won't even have to worry about who I pick. I must confess, you have an impressive win record. Although the term win might be used loosely there. But you certainly continue to entertain me, day after day after day. It's as much of a victory as you can hope to achieve against me. Ooh, and what do we have here? So many choices. Which way will you go? You might not be able to find your way back here if you pick the wrong corridor. Was that the right one? You'll just have to find out. I can see you starting to lose hope already. Good. But not too quickly now. It should be a nice, long, slow process. I want to be able to savor every moment. Now, will you? Oh, don't worry about the footsteps. Actually, no. Those are my footsteps. I'm in here with you. Careful. If I catch you... you lose. So... you should do everything you can to avoid... Hey! I said those are my footsteps! Stay away! Are you trying to lose? They don't sound like mine. When did you become such an expert on what I sound like when I'm running? Aside from... all the times I've chased you... really, really starting to frustrate me. Is that what you want? Fine. Keep going. See if I care. But I'm warning you. You won't like what happens after this is over. It's most unwise to cross me. My, oh my. Not what you expected, was it? Behind you? What's going on? Well, it seems quite simple, doesn't it? The footsteps you are chasing belong to this young lady here. You managed to corner her at this dead end. Well done. Well, that's a much better question. Do you remember earlier? I mentioned getting a second prisoner to chase. Well, to tell you the truth, I actually already found one. Poor thing. When I pulled her in, she was so frightened, she ended up shocked, speechless. I haven't heard so much as a peep out of her since, even when she's running. Still, she's nearly as fun to chase as you are. So today, I decided to pit you against each other. Oh no, I wasn't lying. Not exactly. You really did have a choice to keep searching for the exit. Oh, such confusion. Let me explain. Like I told you, I wanted to give you a bit of hope, just to see the look on your face when I crushed it. But the real glimmer of hope wasn't the possibility of an exit. No, you're too cautious to believe for a moment that you had much of a chance at that. But in that moment, while you were chasing her, you felt it, didn't you? You hoped. You didn't know quite what or who you were chasing, but you knew, well, you thought, that I didn't want you to catch them. For that short moment, you believed that you were fighting back against me, rebelling. You thought that you had the power to decide your fate for once. But now, what do you discover? That there was no chance, no way to rebel against me. You were doing exactly what I expected you to. And the best part? I exaggerated on the difficulty of finding the exit. If you had ignored her and kept searching, you had a real chance at getting away. Oh, there it is. That despair, that perfect moment when you regret everything. I'm going to remember that face fondly for the rest of my existence. Oh, no need to worry about that. I've wrung plenty of horror and despair out of you for tonight. No punishment for you, although you won't be getting your reward either. What will happen to her? So noble of you to think about her well-being. Well, her task was to evade you for an hour, which she failed to do. So, she will be punished. But I'll get to that later. For now, I'll take you back to your cell. I'm sure you can walk. It's just more fun to drag you. You know, I was afraid that I'd get bored of you quickly. I imagined that I could only chase you so many times before you couldn't show me anything new. But something about you has really boosted my creativity. I think I could come up with new ways to torment you for years to come. Oh my. What's this? Tears? I'm surprised you still get upset so easily. I would have thought you would understand by now that you're stuck here forever. Chin up, little prey. Your life will be horrible and frightening until the bitter end. But at least you know why. You can blame me for all your problems. The rest of you spend their days being frustrated or fearful about seemingly nothing at all. But you'll have plenty to be afraid about. But you'll never have to fear the unknown ever again. Because you know exactly in the night.